maybe a person doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, she says that, well, I'm of the dark. I'm what?
Scared of the dark.
Okay.
Afraid of the dark.
What do you call that type of person who tends to get scared very easily? Anything in particular?
A nervous type person.
Nervous type. You ever heard people call them scaredy cats?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You might say that at one time in the past, this person was afraid, but she isn't now. She isn't afraid now, but she
used to be afraid.
Okay. Well, what about if it's just the opposite? At one time in the past, she was not afraid, but she is now. You might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
used to not be afraid and used to not be scared.
Okay. What would you say about a person who leaves a lot of money lying out around the table with the door unlocked? You'd say he sure is mighty
careless.
Careless? Okay. What if you have an aunt named Lizzie? You would say, well, now, talking about Aunt Lizzie to somebody, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she sure acts kind of
foolish.
Would you ever use the word queer to mean foolish or peculiar? Would you ever say Aunt Lizzie?
Well, yeah, I have heard it. Yes.
Would you use the word like that?
A queer. A little queer.
Okay. What about somebody who makes up his mind and nothing in the world can make him change his mind? You say he's mighty
stubborn.
Anything else?
Set in his ways.
You ever heard people say he sure is mule-headed?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call somebody that you just can't joke with? You can't joke with him without him losing his temper. You'd say he's mighty what?
Well, I don't know what would be the proper word. I used to hear him say, you love to give it, but you can't take it.
That's right. Would you say he's a touchy kind of person?
Yeah.
Or maybe
a short temper.
You ever heard a person like that called a feisty person? You might say about a person like this, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
What about if a person like this is just about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you tell him, well, now just
hold on and just wait a minute.
Or you just calm down,
just
something
calm
like
down.
That. Okay. If you've been working real hard all day, at the end of the day, you say you were very what?
Very tired,
okay. And what about even worse than that? If you were very, very tired, you'd say you were all...
Give out,
okay. What about, would you ever say that you're all worn out?
Yes.
Something like that. Okay. All right. What about, you hear about somebody who's in the hospital? You might say about him, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he?
Taken up, got sick.
Okay.
I had to carry him to the hospital.
Okay. What about talking about, you're going on a long trip and you're not there yet, and talking about getting there eventually, you might say, well, we'll get there
tomorrow, okay, or tonight. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard anybody say, well, we'll get there by and by?
Yeah.
Do you say that much?
No great amount, but I've heard it used, and I have used it myself, by and by.
Okay.
We'll get there by and by.